Hey. Oh, it's you. Long time no see. Someone's in a bad mood. Cheer up. I'm joining you for Nerd Club today. I'm not late, am I? Yeah, I'm serious. I broke up with my boyfriend over the summer, so I thought I'd try to make some new friends on our first week back. Dude, I'm fucking with you. I just left my jacket in here. God, I can't believe you fell for that. Level 6, half orc. Are you still playing this game? What's it called again? Dweebs and Dragons? You never change, do you? At least you got over that big crush you had on me freshman year. Now that was embarrassing. And not just for you. Looking back on it, I wish I hadn't told all my friends. Who cares if someone's into you, if you're way out of their league, you know? Well, you don't. But you can probably imagine. After all, that's basically what you're doing in that notebook, right? Playing pretend. At least one of us matured a little. Aww, now he's mad. It takes a lot to get a reaction out of you. But when I do, it's so worth it. I missed this. It's been way too long since we've talked, don't you think? Whatever. Come on, we should catch up. So, you got a girlfriend yet? Oh, he's flustered. I'll take that as a no. You know, it's probably because of this nerd diary you got here. Give it back. Or what? You gonna fight me for it? Imagine how much more of a social outcast you'd be if you got in a fight with a girl. Besides, you're so scrawny, you'd probably lose anyway. Let's see what's in this thing. Aww, you look so scared. Do you want your mummy? Are you going to go running home after this and tell her that nasty girl is making fun of you again? Maybe burst into tears as she gives you a nice big hug and tells you everything's going to be okay? Is that what you want? Oh my god, it is. The high school senior still wants mummy to hold him in her arms, even though he knows he's too old for it. Or, what if I was your mummy? Yeah, what if I cuddled you with my nice big tits until you felt all better? You heard me. You do think I'm hot, don't you? All the other guys do. Aw, sweetie, it's okay. I won't tell anyone that you're secretly a pervert who still wants to bone the girl who used to bully him every day. Promise. I like this. And judging by the way you're reacting to me pushing my boobs in your face, I think you do too. So, can I be your mummy? Good boy. Always be honest to mummy. I'm going to make you feel so, so good. As long as you do exactly what I say. There, there, sweetie. Let me put my arms around you. Mummy's got you. You can cry if you want. I won't judge. Oh dear. You had a crush on me this whole time, didn't you? Oh, I know, I know. It's okay, baby. Rest your head on my shoulder. That's it. Do you like it when I run my hands through your hair? Yeah? Mummy's not gonna let anyone hurt you. Not me or any of those girls I used to be friends with. Or even Mummy's ex-boyfriend, okay? Good. And I'll let you go and play your games whenever you want. But first, we need to make you feel all better. Isn't that right? You know what I mean. Look at you. You're so pent up. Why, I bet if I just started rubbing your thigh with my hand, you'd totally melt. Aww. We can't have you distracted while you're playing with your friends, can we? No, that wouldn't be good. So, since you're too horny and desperate to be trusted with satisfying yourself, Mummy's going to do it for you. Let me just move my hand up your leg and feel. Oh dear, it's already hard. baby, is that all for me? Do you want Mummy to squeeze it? Say please. Good boy. Such good manners. Why don't you ask Mummy if you can unzip yourself? Sweetie, don't worry about anyone barging in on us. We've got plenty of time for your special lesson. And if they do, that's something for adults like me to worry about. Not a silly, horny boy who's so busy spasming as I touch his cock through his pants that he can't think straight. Let Mummy do all the difficult thinking, okay? Yeah, you may take it out. Oh my. You really are all grown up, aren't you? Look at how big it's gotten. You've been having dirty thoughts again, haven't you? And are they about Mummy? Yeah? Aw, poor thing. You probably thought about me during class, huh? I'd make fun of you during lunch, and then afterward, you'd be sitting down just like this, your cock straining against your pants, while the teacher writes out a formula on the chalkboard. What did you do to yourself when you got home? Show me. Look into Mummy's eyes and stroke your cock. Not too fast now, Good boy. Isn't this so much better than looking at my Instagram pictures? Mm-hmm. You probably saw the ones I posted with my boyfriend this summer. I really did break up with him, you know. He'd never let himself be vulnerable like this. But you seem to be really enjoying it. Do you like jerking to mummy? Yeah? I'm glad. And if I lean in really close and open my mouth, would you? Wow. Have you ever done this before? Oh, baby. It's okay. You did great. Really. Keep stroking for me. I just want you to feel good. I just want to kiss you. All over. And teach you everything. But it's almost time for mummy to go to volleyball practice, okay? So just relax in your seat and I'll show you one more thing. Take your hand off your cock. That's it. Oh my, it's leaking. You were getting close, weren't you? Without telling mommy? You haven't even seen my breasts yet. I mean, I can see you ogling my deep cleavage in this low-cut tank top. But what if I pulled it all the way down over my tits and popped them right out for you? Aw, you're kind of mesmerized. Are mummy's huge tits what you wanted to see? Based on how your cock's still twitching, I'd say they are. Such a needy little prick you've got. Would you like mummy to stroke it for you? Make it twitch and leak and spurt all over? Beg me. Say, please, mummy, milk my needy cock until I explode. Good boy. Think of this as your reward for being such an obedient boy for me. A nice little orgasm to relieve that stress you've been feeling all day. Don't be shy now. Tell mummy how it feels. I won't tell anyone how loud you've been whimpering and moaning. Touch my body, baby. Grope my tits. I know you want to. Take a big fistful with each hand and squeeze as much as you like. Oh, what a horny boy you are. You're gonna make me wet doing that. Fuck. Are you getting close, baby? Are you gonna pop wherever Mummy tells you to. Oh, let me hear you say, Mummy knows best. Say it again, and I'll make you come. Over and over, Mummy knows best. Suckle my tits as I push you over the edge. Just lean down and bury your face in them. Are Mummy's huge fuck tits going to make you come? Are you gonna spurt out all that milk for me? Because I want you to do it right now. Come for me, baby. Fucking come for me. Come for Mummy. Oh, that's it. Pump that huge load right into my hand. Let it all out. Oh, sweetie. Look at what a mess you've made. It's a good thing I was here to clean it up, isn't it? Otherwise, who knows what kind of trouble you would have gotten into. Now thank me for giving you such a nice orgasm, and help me get my shirt back on. My hand is all sticky. Good boy. We'll have to do this again sometime. Why? Because you didn't make me come yet, idiot. I seriously can't. Oh, hey boys. Sorry to interrupt. I was just getting my coat. Well, nice chatting with you. Have fun.